Good morning. News from Oroville, February 20th, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea and Danielle. The weather in Oroville today is sunny with scattered clouds. Temperatures hovering between 25 and 29 degrees with an easterly wind about 12 kilometers per hour. Here's Chandresh Patel, one of the participants in the Let's Run Oroville Marathon that took place last Sunday.
So, Chandresh Patel, did you run?
Yes, I did. I did the full marathon. I joined for the full. I did 30 kilometers I ran, 31, and then last 11 I walked.
So you start at 5:30.
It was great. I mean, you know, we had, of course it was dark, and so we had given a torch, small LED torch to everybody, and so we ran around Matsri Mandir and into the solar kitchen area and the cashew top with a torchlight, and everybody was running with a small torchlight, and then to visitor center, and so it was great. And
How did you choose the
road?
Yeah.
Well, the idea was to, we were saying that the theme was running the spiral. So we wanted it two, three times, like loop around Matri Mandir once, then loop around Oroville, and then in the bioregion. So basically, you know, we used to train for last almost 5-6 months. So we used to run different areas of Oroville, and then kind of, you know, keeping that in mind that, you know, we wanted to give a diverse areas to see. So we kind of selected in a spiral and connected all the communities, a few outreaching farm areas and forest areas, so that, you know, there was a good
selection. So how many people run?
We had 180 participants or so. We had, from Oroville, we had about 25. From Ashram, we had about 25. And from surrounding village, we had about 25 or so, plus or minus, you know, 5 or 10. And we now then, we also had about 40 runners from Chennai, 35, 40 from Bangalore, and few from Hyderabad. It's actually individual experience. And yet, what happens is group training helps individual practice and be determined, because otherwise, you know, it's very difficult for some people to just practice by themselves. And so our group training help people come around and, you know, come every Sunday, and so group process help. But usually marathon is an individual event. It's you and your body and, you know, your determination. But it's, in a, as I said, it's still a collective process, because, you know, it's through the support of the people, the aid stations and the health services and security and all that. So it becomes like a really big community process, but it helps individuals then excel in their own way. Everybody, the feedback I got was it was very enjoyable. Everybody enjoyed the, not only the marathon, but the whole experience of, you know, the atmosphere, ambience, and we also want to now participate next year. So and the feedback I got from outside runners, you know, they are kind of running clubs. They all really loved the course. Many of them said it's the best course they had in India. So I think there'll be a big demand next year. There'll be a big turnout, and also from within Oroville. So we'll see, it's going to be a challenge. It's next level, you know.
So it's running.
Yes, it's running. The program is now started.
A statue of Sri Aurobindo is expected to arrive in Oroville on the mother's birthday tomorrow, 21st of February, which will be installed at the main entrance to Savitri Bhavan. All are welcome to come individually from noon, Friday the 22nd onwards. At the amphitheater on mother's birthday tomorrow, there will be a collective meditation at 6 in the morning. A recording of Mother's Voice reading the chapters on Mahalakshmi and Mahasaraswati from the book The Mother by Sri Aurobindo will be played along with Sunil's music in an atmosphere of silence and concentration. Also at the amphitheater at 6 p.m., the new Oroville Bell Choir will make a musical offering. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Marlenka, and for further information, please check the website oroville.org. Thank you for listening.